Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Harbaugh now heads to Los Angeles Chargers.
He wins everywhere. He wins, period.
Justin Herbert, he's a crown jewel.
Well, you guys better enjoy this.
Quick snap, Herbert to throw.
Has a man, touchdown!
The fans loved it.
You have to love what you're seeing on tape if you're a Chargers fan, especially for the future with Justin
Herbert on the move and throws and touchdown.
I was just trying to show off.
Yeah. I want to be known as world champions. And we're gonna do it or die trying. Don't let the powder blues fool you.
Who's got it better than that?
What up? Welcome back to the Charger Chat. I'm your co-host, Wool Dog, sitting with my buddy, Kev Huggin' Duggan.
What's up, boys?
Let's not forget Kyle the Coach Duggan.
Kev, how's that flight treating you?
I'm on hour 26, but I will not miss this show.
Kev just flew in from Croatia.
I woke up this morning.
Boy,
I was in
his
Croatia.
Arms tired.
Yeah, I'm hurting, but I'm here. I'm here for it. I'm here for all of it.
Well, lucky you.
Thank you.
We don't have a lot to talk about this episode.
It's going to be a quick one.
It's going to be a quick one, folks, because all we have lined up is an Ask Bolt fam for you. So let's waste no time. Start at the top. Talk about what's been going on. Biggest news that's been hitting the Chargers right now is that open house on the brand new Bolt, the Bolt. And boy, I've seen a lot of people talking about how amazing it is.
I didn't.
Mother.
Oh, shoot.
I flew over it. No,
you didn't take that flight over for the day.
I tried for the 10-minute
walk. Took a long way from Croatia to St. Louis.
Couldn't do it. But we were able to. We had a couple friends reach out. Frank and Leo Bolts reached out and had some extra tickets, so we posted them up and got them to some Charger Chat followers, and they had a great time. So
good.
You know, we'll live vicariously through them a little bit.
Yeah. So let's see. So this is from Jay. That one guy, Junior One, over on Twitter, that was able to go with Leo, said, "Gentlemen, just want to thank you again for the experience y'all allowed me and my wife to have. The whole facility is very beautiful and modern. Before you walk in to see the Chargers Hall of Fame inductees, missing Philip Rivers, once inside the front lobby, you're greeted with a $2 million screen displaying some of the team's best highlights from last season. The press conference room is also located in the front lobby and looks very nice.
Very nice.
It's inside a room, and you can bet microphones will be nice and set up. Locker room portion was awesome. They had Herbert and Derwin's locker set up already. They weren't lying about the high school ranking being below the names of the players. They had a barber shop, golf simulator,
what?
Sports lounge, and a huge couch inside the locker room. They also had three fields, the practice area. The training equipment is definitely state of the art. All in all, the tour was about 10 minutes. I wish it would have been longer, and I wish they would have taken us upstairs to more places. But I want to thank you guys again. I also met Chris Harey from Chargers Weekly Podcast. I shook his hand, and we talked about the upcoming season. Congratulations, Jay. I haven't met Chris Harey yet.
No, not in person.
Yeah, no. Awesome. You've talked to him,
I'm
at the very least.
I'm jelly.
Yeah.
super jelly.
That's awesome.
This is cool. I love that they have a golf simulator.
Yeah. What?
Justin that finally pulling his weight.
Yeah. Yeah. He's like, has a lot more confidence now. He's like, guys, put this in here. I'm serious.
Yeah.
I'm not even kidding. Do it.
This will help our competitive muscles. And don't you agree, Ben Herbert? He's like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, this is not part of my routine.
Justin's like, I need two things. I need my quarterback coach back, and I need a golf simulator. That's it. Give me those two.
Give me those two, and I'll sign the contract.
Done and done. Utah, give me two. It's awesome. Seeing everybody's pictures of like going through, and the locker room looks insane. I love the fact that they did like Justin was like a 3-star rated prospect coming out of high school.
Crazy. Oh, really?
That's insane.
Wow.
But it's cool. It's a, you know, it's just a cool way to kind of make everyone feel like they all came from high school and nothing. And
you have to earn it, showing that
3-star recruit to what he is now. You can do anything if you work hard.
From little acorns, big oaks grow. You're not the
$500 million quarterback. You're that guy from Sheldon High School in Oregon.
We're all just good guys.
And
we're all just
remember
dudes.
That, and let's just get after it together. Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah.
The thing I hope they figure out with this press conference room is I've listened to a lot of press conferences for the Chargers.
Yeah, if this is state of the art.
If you can't hear the question
properly,
I'm going to be pissed. So I hope that's
there
all.
There better be microphones at every chair.
Like 300 microphones in there. I want to hear it
giant
all.
Giant mixer so he can hit which microphone needs to be live and what doesn't.
That's what I need.
Dean.
That's what I need. Please.
Get on it.
Those press conferences are great, but most of the time you can't hear the question. So I'm sure they thought, there's no way they didn't think about doing that.
Right.
So it's wait, I'm not worried. I'm not worried.
Sounds like it's coming through a phone from Ukraine.
They have a smoothie bar, for goodness sake. They have to have microphones.
They better.
Yeah, they got a
state of the art. That's all I'm asking. We also saw this posted by David on Twitter. David Bolt saying the little tidbit that the tour guide said he overheard Nick Hardwick tell the team when he used to play for the Chargers in minicamp. They ran, 900 plus plays, but Chargers this minicamp have run 2,600 plus plays.
Holy crap.
We're outworking the rest of the league, is what this supposedly was.
Paradise. I like.
That seems like a lot. Does it seem too much?
Yeah, no, he's grinding, dude.
No? Okay.
Times three,
no,
dude.
Not too much.
Times three, dude.
Some of those were 11 on 11, which is crazy during mini camps. But like the fact that that's what you need. You need reps. That's what everyone says. Like you have to get those reps under your belt to get comfortable with the receivers, for the quarterback, for the defense, to get all their checks and communication right. You have to get reps. So I would rather have them doing all that means that there's only so much time in a practice. That just means they're taking little bits away from the indie drills, which in all honesty are pretty silly for NFL veterans and these guys that have been doing this their whole lives, like indie drills, they know how to do those. They just kind of go through it to warm up. So like, let's just get to the field. Let's get plays run. Let's get comfortable with the system. I love that. That's great.
That's cool.
That is cool. And then we've seen that training camp, they released the first batch of tickets.
Dude,
from the 24th to the 27th.
And they're gone.
So I've heard comparisons to getting able to go to this training camp is like trying to get tickets for Taylor Swift, is what I'm seeing some comparisons to. Because you log on, in 60 seconds, they're gone.
Wow.
So
yeah,
one might say people are kind of excited about our team this year. Just a thought.
Yeah, Karen said that she logged in to get tickets, and then her husband, Eddie, did like 30 seconds later, and they were like 600 people apart in the waiting line.
Jeez.
Wild,
yeah.
People I hate it, pumped. But I love it at the same time.
I love it.
Harbaugh effect.
It's a totally the truth, and it's if you're not on X or Insta, I would recommend you do it because these tickets aren't going to be available to like get. But I've had a lot of people like reach out to us like, hey, we can't use the tickets. Can you hook up a fellow Charger fan?
100%,
so just kind of be on there, keep your eyes open, and if they do become available, we're gonna get them out to people that want to go.
Totally.
So. Definitely keep an eye out for that because God, it's gonna be cool to go. And it's 1,500. That's like an intimate setting. That's like
it's gonna be nice.
That's like there's not very many people.
It's the difference between going to like, do you want to go to like a giant concert or do you want to go to like a little
club show?
You're a little bit closer to the stage. Yeah. It's got a little bit more of a comfortable feel.
Yeah,
that's what we're talking.
The
about
odds here. Of getting your stuff signed much higher,
much better
these years than the previous. So. Yeah. So we're kind of screwed on this week's, the 24th, 25th, 26th, 27th. But it sounds like Monday mornings or Sunday night. I can't remember. I was in.
Mark your calendar.
I don't know where I was. Don't trust me.
I don't know where I was.
I don't know where I was. I'm sorry.
Your Honor, I can't account for my whereabouts.
It was in the air somewhere. I don't know when it actually happened. But be ready to go for that following week because I feel like it's going to be even crazier once people see.
Well, yeah, after this first week, you're going to start seeing pictures. You're going to start hearing people talk about how amazing it was.
Yeah.
Stop looking at each other. Stay here, boys. Let me be a part of the show.
Sorry.
Thank you. Thank you.
And side note, how about that pizza oven? Have you guys seen the pictures of that, like, mosaic?
It's a Charger helmet.
Pizza oven?
Yeah, it's pretty great.
It's crazy.
No, it's. I showed that to a Chiefs fan that's a friend of mine, and he's like, that's pretty rad.
That's pretty dope.
So it's pretty universal that's a cool idea.
It's universally cool.
Yeah, universally cool.
And then just recently, they had the Justin Herbert celebrity softball game over at Jane Sanders Stadium. Former Oregon and current Los Angeles Chargers quarterback Justin Herbert hosted the Justin Herbert celebrity softball game. The event benefits Kids Sports, an organization dedicated to fostering youth sports and community engagement. The celebrity softball game will include current NFL players and both current and past Oregon student athletes. And the current NFL players, get ready for this list. DJ Chark, Cameron Dicker, Will Disley, Simi Fehoko, Cornelius Johnson, Quentin Johnston, Ladd McConkey, Josh Palmer, Donald Parham, Trey Pipkins, Brendan Rice, Foster Sorrell, and Stone Smart.
He took
all playing softball.
He took all of his wide receivers and tight
Let's
ends.
Go.
Dude, I love this so much. I didn't know all of his wide receivers and tight ends went. That's freaking
like
amazing.
A bunch of Charger players went to go play with this thing, and it looked like a blast.
And a couple big boys to like round out the posse.
Of course.
You got to have a couple 6'9ers to like walk around.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, for sure. You, big you strike get zone. That off the bus type of.
Yeah, he vibe, walks out you know? First. Yeah.
Like, Trey, get out there first.
Go, take one for the team.
Yeah. Try and get in their way.
Having access to a wide variety of sports not only helped me become a more dynamic athlete, but showed me the importance of good sportsmanship and teamwork, Justin Herbert said. Kids Sports is more than just a youth sports program. It's a community for kids to grow and play. So that's awesome.
Yeah.
Dude's already got a softball tournament named after
him. It's cool. He's been consistent with like his charity that he get like that. I feel like that's what all of his like extracurriculars goes to is kids sports stuff. And like, I don't know. I couldn't agree more with that idea that sports has such a profound impact. Not everyone goes D1, not even gets scholarships, but the stuff that you learn by playing youth sports is you take with you your whole life.
That's 100%. Awesome. And then I'm sure a lot of you saw, but we just wanted to touch on it just a
little
bit.
Butthead.
Charmin Soft is
goodness. When on the Up and Adams, Devontae Smith was being interviewed and was quoted as saying, "Keep my name out your mouth." And talking about in his last four games against the Chargers, he's had 494 receiving yards, four touchdowns, and basically, I guess we struck a nerve.
So apparently he got really upset with the Pop-Tart boxes that we put, like him with like trash can.
That's what got under your skin?
You
was
soft.
You silly
soft,
bitch.
Charmin like, soft, silly bitch.
Pop-Tarts. We're taking shots at everybody.
Dude, what's funny is like days later, they're posting all these clips about him being pissed off at Jimmy Garoppolo,
can't get over
him deep. Yeah, yeah.
Oh yeah, because he's on the new Netflix show. He's just a whiny receiver show.
Yeah,
bitch.
He's just being a baby, complaining about getting missed, wanting to get out of Oakland.
Yeah.
And now you're gonna act like you have pride in the Raiders. Get out of here, Devontae. You know you're trash. You're not trash. You are a great wide receiver, but your team's trash.
Your strike that. Reverse trash. It. That.
Yeah, yeah. No,
you are Devontae Adams is incredible.
The fact that he could put up those numbers with the quarterbacks that they had, you know, Devontae Adams is an incredible wide receiver.
Absolutely.
But their team sucks. He has no pride in being a Raider. Don't act like you're upset that they put trash cans around the Raiders Pop-Tarts. Get out of here, guy.
It's funny too, because after I haven't watched the Netflix show yet, but the rumors of him being traded are starting to swirl after that show. I don't know if there's any like internal issues with how he came across and how negative.
If you're the Raiders, wouldn't you want to trade him? Like, imagine the haul you could get back for that still.
Right.
That's a good point.
Well, I mean, the whole point of him going to the Raiders was because of Derek Carr and the idea of like, right. Oh, I get to go play with my old quarterback. And then where did Derek Carr go?
Didn't even get a full year with him, and he bounced him.
And that's probably what he's more mad about. And he's just taking it out on the Chargers. And I also love that every Raiders fan is always keeps posting that score, that whatever it was, 63-20 or whatever it was. Like,
it's a terrible silly debating bitch. Like, tactic.
That does not upset us.
This is not a debate tactic you should be using, because you got our GM fired and then you immediately hired the guy that you got fired.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just think about
and
it.
And who
for
did
a second.
You put up 63 points against?
Not Justin
no offense,
Herbert.
But Easton Stick.
Yeah.
This wasn't a Justin Herbert-led offense.
And if you look at the injury list for that game, it was like a full, like 15 people were not playing. So,
yeah,
it's their Super Bowl. It's the one thing they can talk
about. They can hang their hat on that.
And that's fine. I love them coming into week one with hyper confidence.
Yeah.
And then we'll just smash the ever-living shit out of them.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be awesome. It's going to be awesome. And we'll be there live.
You know what else is awesome is our Patreon. Patreon.com/ChargerChat. And as per usual, we got to shout out the new Patreon members, and that includes Chuck McGrath.
Chuck.
Fantastic
Welcome
name,
to
Chuck.
The party,
Chuck.
Pal.
Thank you for joining the Patreon. We greatly appreciate it. It's awesome name.
Chuck McGrath.
Chuck is going to be checking out all the silly ass videos that we got over at Patreon.com/ChargerChat. But if you don't want to go over there, it's fine. You don't want to hang out with Chuck? I mean, that's your prerogative. But you can also go to chargerchat.com, check out all the cool stuff we got over there, like t-shirts, hoodies, and stickers. You can chat it up with other Charger Chatteteers in the members section and ask questions and ask Bolt fans. So go check out Charger Chat.
You don't want to hang out with Chuck?
I don't know. I don't understand that. I don't get that. But hey,
I can't wait to
different strokes
Chuck.
For different folks. Sorry,
whatever world you're living in that you don't want to hang out with Chuck.
Yeah.
I guess more important things to do.
I can't wait. I can't wait to hang out with Zoom with Chuck. Yeah.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, folks. Well, like we said, it's a short episode, so we're just going straight into Ask Bolt Fam.
Time to put your money where your mouth is.
Hi, guys.
Don't jam a thumb up his bottle. That's what you do.
I wet myself in excitement.
Both are hungry.
Your thoughts are like
totally appreciated.
Catch you later, dude.
Okay, love you, boy.
That's right, folks. Time for Ask Bolt Fam, and we start at the top with Tony Francis. Who asked the question?
What's up, cadets? Lieutenant Tony reporting for duty. It's been a crazy week here in Chargerland. The Volt opened its doors. DHBC Bay Area held its first ever annual BBQ. And Coach Kyle hasn't ripped Kev about anything. What the f*** are we doing here, maggots? My first question is directed at you, Coach. Are you also pissed off we had the chance to draft Amon-Ra St. Brown in the 2021 draft and instead drafted Joshua Palmer? God damn it, Telesco. Also, fuck you, Staley. This is somehow your fault. The next question is directed at you, Kev. What should we do about Devontae Adams taking shots at our social media team? Any revenge ideas? Should we just upper deck that motherfucker's house? Start feeding your kids bean and cheese burritos, soldier. We got some shit to take care of. No pun intended. And my last question is directed at you, Wooldog. Can you please ask Kev about the suck my butt t-shirts? How many fucking times does a man have to ask around here? I'm literally standing here with my pants down around my ankles, smile on my face, and ready to scream, suck my butt. Anyways, love you all. P.S. Expect to suck my butt chant to roar through SoFi Stadium when we play the Raiders.
Oh, my God. If there's a suck my butt chant, I will cry laughing. I'll pass.
I'll be honest. I read most of this, but I didn't read the part
pants
of it.
Pants around my ankles.
That really cut me off.
Holy shit.
Woo. All right.
Tony, that's awesome.
I think they sent me a video where they chanted, suck my butt.
Yeah, they absolutely
and it caught
did.
Me. I was caught off. I was at work.
I was not expecting that.
I was at work and I saw it. And it caught me totally off guard.
You're in a quiet chest.
I shouldn't have been. No, I was in our studio and I shouldn't have been making sound at that time. And it caught me off guard and it made my day. Suck my butt shirts. Now that I'm back, we could do it. We'll do a limited run.
Kev's been a little busy.
I'm back and I'm ready to
he's ready to, ready maybe, to kick maybe some it's shit. Just like
I'm ready to suck some butts.
It's like a week one, we bring the suck my butt shirts, like 20 of them, and hand them out. And that's like a
that's how we're
special.
Doing
it. Special. I like that. I like that. It's
a great idea. So Tony Francis. I think I'm going to get you one just because you forced this to happen. Like, I will send you one, but we will bring
the squeaky wheel gets the grease, is what he's saying. The one who won't shut up about it. Fine, here's a shirt. Well, Christ, leave us alone.
He made it. Put your pants up, Tony.
He made you're embarrassing
us. He made me laugh so hard that I want to do this for him. So he's a catalyst for things. So
his pants for us.
So I'm gonna get with. We're gonna find it. This is gonna happen.
Imagine being the printer and making those shirts.
It could be like a Raiders specialty one, like week one. Oh, Raiders,
yeah, week one. Suck my butt.
All right. It's coming, Anthony.
Hold on to your butt, Tony
Francis.
All right, Kyle, are you pissed off that we didn't draft Amon-Ra St. Brown?
I mean, you look back and yeah, he's had a great career so far. I just think that a lot of Josh Palmer's like lack of production is due to the depth chart that he's been playing under his entire
100%.
Career.
100%. Yeah.
I don't think that
Amon-Ra
he's like,
showed up and was like the dude there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he proved himself for sure. And he earned his playing time and he's had a great career so far. I just don't think we've seen the best of Josh Palmer yet. I think we've seen him like when Keenan goes down, he steps up and he has some big games and here and there sprinkled in. He's produced when we needed it. I think after this season, it'll be if he doesn't produce, then it's like that would have been cool to have Amon-Ra St. Brown. But I'm not ready to give up on Josh Palmer yet. I've still been holding strong that he's going to have a breakout year. I continually say that he's going to be the leading receiver on the Chargers. Like we've said every episode, I don't think it's going to be a wide margin, but I think he's going to be the guy. I think he's just quiet. He's just a quiet guy. Like he's not a Davante Adams, go stir shit up in the media. No. I'm going to mess around off the field. No. He's just quiet, gets his stuff done. So, from what they've done so far, obviously Amon-Ra has had a better career, but I'm not ready to give up on Josh Palmer. Isn't a dude. So,
no.
I'm it's excited.
Dude, playing another dude. Sky's just another
Sky's
dude.
The limit.
No, I'm with you 100%, Kyle. I'm really excited to see what Josh Palmer does now with this core of receivers and not having somebody like Keenan Allen and Mike Williams there that they're not stealing targets, but it's like those were the guys that Herbert threw to. So yeah. now you are the veteran of the group outside of Chark, right. But Chark doesn't have that same kind of camaraderie with Herbert. So mm-hmm. I'm really excited to see that happen. What was my question? Oh, I was the suck my butt teacher. Oh, what are we going to do about Davante Adams? Just let him keep crying. Right?
Isn't this my question?
I know. That's what I'm throwing it to you. Am I right or am I wrong?
I think we should throw Pop-Tarts, find out where he lives, and throw Pop-Tarts on his lawn.
Just have him, get him. If you knew his address, just get him like Amazon to his house.
Deliver. He just wakes up every day until week one with just a silver Pop-Tart wrapper and Pop-Tarts in it sitting on his front doorstep.
With suck my butt written on it.
Yeah.
You're allowed to send stuff to the Chargers facility. I'm assuming we can send stuff to the Raiders facility.
Oh, come on.
Oh.
Just a crate of Pop-Tarts.
Just send them a crate of Pop-Tarts.
I think the key is to overwhelm them with boxes. So if we can all get on this together, okay. Everyone grab a box and then send it to the practice facility. Yeah. Or if you just want to send one in like a really cheap mailer.
One sleeved Pop-Tart.
Everybody send a Pop-Tart to the Raiders training facility. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. That would be so good.
If we could get, you know how
this is such a cool idea.
You know how you can get like birthday cakes with like a digital print, but it's like edible ink on the cake?
Yeah.
Davante Adams' face.
On a Pop-Tart.
On a Pop-Tart.
Tony Francis from behind with his pants around his ankles. Looking over,
screaming.
Just like suck my butt.
All right. We're on to something here, Tony.
Oh, my God. We got so many plans. We're making T-shirts.
So much room for activities.
One question we were sending. We were destroying the Raiders training facility with Pop-Tarts.
More plates are spinning now thanks to you, Tony. Thank you.
Well done.
Let's move it on now to Marco DeLeo, who asked the question.
Okay, Wooldog. You'll be forgiven this time, but I got my eyes on you, so shit. Since you guys called it, let's take it. The stage, the jungle. Night King is back versus no one other than the legend himself, Arnold Schwarzenegger. Oh, yeah, he has a chopper. Let's go round four, fight!
Well, I still haven't seen Game of Thrones, so I'm reliant on you guys on Night King versus Arnold Schwarzenegger. Does Schwarzenegger even have a chance in the jungle?
Well, he does. Arnold Schwarzenegger from the 80s. Couldn't be stopped. Like, no one could stop him. Not even fictitious, like, aliens. That's fictitious true. Cold people? I don't think so.
Not after I took
He would find a way to be so sneaky. He would steal the spear. No one could stop him.
Yeah.
Because isn't that... Wait, I did watch Game of Thrones, but I kind of forgot how... Yeah, him. To get his spear from him and kill him with it, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that right?
Spoiler alert.
But I don't think necessarily the case because Arnold could probably punch a hole through him and it would be the same kind of effect. He's never run into an Arnold Schwarzenegger before.
Well, you just punch a hole through him, take his spear, and then stab him with it.
Yeah, exactly.
So all I know about the Night King is he can control dragons or fight dragons. Am I right on that?
Well, he turned a dragon into like a zombie dragon.
Yes.
Okay.
It opened its eye and it was like blue.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like a night dragon.
And he's got like frost breath. Is that what you told me?
Oh, he's cold.
Yeah.
He definitely makes shit frozen and not great.
All right. So Arnold's
like,
fighting.
And he's got like an army of zombies. But he doesn't really do the dirty work. That's why I'm not as worried about Arnold kicking his ass because he doesn't do a ton of the dirty work. He's kind of like walking slowly behind all of his zombies that are trying to go kill everyone.
Okay. Yeah. Because he can turn anyone he kills into a soldier. So the his biggest like strength is his numbers. And this is just a one-on-one fight. He doesn't have his army of zombies.
Yeah. Okay.
Arnold's too. I think if we go 1987 Arnold, I don't think it's going to happen. Yeah. 2024 Arnold, maybe, but he had a heart transplant.
He's the Terminator. You can't kill him.
You can't do it.
He's the Governator, dude.
Yeah. I'm going Arnold. All right. And we haven't even factored in the chopper yet either.
Because, yeah, there is a chopper.
There's a chopper.
So we're
go charge.
So it sounds like Arnold. Yeah, go charge, go.
Yeah, good luck trying to find somebody that can beat fucking Arnold Schwarzenegger
in a jungle with the chopper,
Marco.
Yeah, you're gonna have to change the playing field.
And I'm not giving you any tips on who I think might be able to beat Arnold because I don't know any. Because he's the best.
Because I don't know. Okay, that's why I'm not saying it. Marco, thank you, buddy, for asking the question. Let's move it on now to Zach Shelton. Who asked the question?
Is it really a big deal where we are ranked by different people for the different position groups? Like, this team seems to be doubted a lot. All that matters is what happens on the field.
They're definitely using what we did last year to factor in what is going to happen this year.
Oh, yeah.
And you cannot do that.
That's a totally different team.
Well, you can. They are.
I think they shouldn't because this
is a complete, and I'm talking specifically the defense, like you, especially those position groups, like you got to pump the brakes on like saying that they're going to be a terrible, like the linebackers are going to be the 31st ranked.
But then how do you rank them? Because you're projecting a ranking that you have no idea what it's going
to
look like.
I was get to that. Here I think all of these lists are, all of these lists are stupid and they're just, we're all just like need to talk about this shit
right
before the season starts. They're all stupid, in my opinion.
Yeah,
you're stupid.
They are stupid.
Stupid.
And they don't actually matter, but I feel like as Charger fans, we just have so much pride in our Bolts.
Take it
like,
personally.
You're disrespecting us.
Yeah.
You come into my
we'll
house.
Remember that.
Disrespect me.
Yeah, just keep, it feels very receipts. Godfather. Yeah. Zach, keep all the receipts. And then when we start having like the best of all the position groups, then you can start blasting them.
Bookmark all the tweets. Keep them. And then send them back once we start beating all the teams.
One at a time.
And I'll make a Pop-Tart gif of a Pop-Tart flying through the air.
Not
and
again.
Then you can, and then you can send it
We're making too many promises.
I'm getting to work. I got things to do, but I'm going to make a Pop-Tart gif of it Tired flying through the air.
A lot of promises.
And you can send it to whoever said the shit about our team.
Yeah. Like the
U.S. Kev's a productive gif.
Yeah, when you have your four kids that you have to take care of, you're going to be more productive.
Yeah, I will.
The problem with ranking this team is that there's so many unknowns. Like,
yeah, I don't even know how to rank
coach,
them right now.
Exactly. New position coaches, new offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator, and obviously number one. The argument that I see that always kind of makes me chuckle is talking about how we have no wide receivers and no running backs.
Yeah, that's like, bogus.
That is so bogus.
Like, there's no weapons, quote-unquote.
Like, yeah, we don't have any $30 million wide receivers on our team. And does that mean that, like, we don't have good wide receivers or we don't have good running backs? It's like...
I don't know if you know the Harbaugh philosophy, but Joe Alt is a weapon.
Yeah.
He's the tip of the
tip
spear.
Of the spear.
Tip of the spear. Well, and
people
you
just don't get it, dude. They don't get, they don't get who we are.
Yeah. We're playing Moneyball right now. Well, I'm sticking to that. That's honestly my feeling this whole offseason is that we're going to come out with a team.
Who gets on base.
Who gets on base, who puts up points, who makes plays, and who gets the deal done. Might not be pretty. It might not be flashy, and it might not be what you're looking for, but that's what's going to happen. Book it, check it. Cut, print, check the gate. Zach Shelton, thank you for asking the question. Let's move it on now to Ulysses Pineda. Who asked the question?
Well, hello again, you rectal bungholios. How do you do? I hoped that you all enjoyed our suck my butt video from Saturday. We made it with so much love, and I really hope that you felt it all as well. I want you guys to know that we had to shoot it twice. So the first time we yelled suck my butt, the people near us definitely stared and laughed. So when we did it the second time, it was even funnier. Totally worth it. Here's a fun question. Let's say that in order for the Chargers to guarantee a Super Bowl victory, one of you three had to spend a full 7 days with Jackson Mahomes. Only you two and no one else to talk to. And on the third and seventh day, Brittany Mahomes also joined. Who will take the sacrifice in order for the Chargers to be guaranteed a Super Bowl victory? Lastly, this is directed at Davante Adams. What a cryberry, you big poonan! I'd say if the Raiders don't have a good season again, he'll request a trade, and it'll be funny as hell, because, man, it would just be another thing the Raiders failed at. Maybe he should reach out to Charmin Ultra and see if they'll sponsor his soft ass. He seems to fit the bill. Suck my butt, Devontae, you big fucking baby. Okay, love you, bye!
Dude, that video made me so happy.
It was so good, dude.
It made me so happy. So I'm glad that you had to do two takes and you made people around you laugh. Because that's the whole point of Suck My Butt. You're supposed to make people laugh. You're
supposed to be recruiting some butt suckers out there. That's
right. You say that to Raider fans week one. They're going to be like, wait, what? What did you say?
What? Suck your what?
Suck your what?
Honey.
That should be the shirt. The shirt should be Suck Your What?
Okay. Question at hand. To guarantee a Super Bowl victory, one of us had to spend a full 7 days with Jackson Mahomes, only to you and him and nobody else. And then on the third and seventh day, Brittany Mahomes is part of it as well. Are you kidding me? That's the smallest price to pay. I will fall on that grenade so fast.
If you did like a year, I think you'd have to get into like the year territory. But I don't think they seem like kind of pretentious rich people now. So you're probably hanging out in cool places.
So you got that going for
you. I'm just saying, they're not going to like hang out with you in some crummy place, like some shitty place.
It's going to be nice.
Say, like, it's going
to
be nice.
The one thing about the Jackson Mahomes probably that we had to go to prison with him last week, we could just beat him up, right? We talked about just like threatening him.
Yeah.
You can't do that with a lady, like with Brittany there. You have to just suck it up and endure the annoying discussions all day long.
Yeah.
I will say a week, I will fall on that grenade 10 Same. Times out of 10. Yeah. I will...
You can get I'll all three of us. All three of us will do it.
Yeah.
Well, that's better. If we're all three together, that's easy. That's easy money. When you're alone with those two, that would be tough.
It's like, but I was still high school. Like,
10 times out of 10. But say it's like a year, I have to be away from my family and I have to live with them.
I can still consider it, maybe. Mm-hmm. For a Super Bowl?
Yeah. I'd be like, look, honey, it's a guarantee.
And if it's a guarantee, then like I can bet whatever I want on it in Vegas and make that money back. True. And be like, honey, look guess what? We're millionaires now.
Getting creative.
I can guarantee
you. In that case, I would do it. Yeah.
Put for the greater good.
$2 million.
For the greater good. Hey, I'll throw a little extra on. You guys can also have a million.
Oh, thanks, how about that? Buddy.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. Well, there you go. Ulysses, thank you, buddy, for asking.
And thanks for the video. You literally made my day. 100%. Appreciate it.
Let's move on now to Andrew Ramsey, who asked the question.
Ticker, the kicker, he's got it. It's been a long time and journey, but I'm finally a registered dietitian nutritionist. Thank you, Bobby Peck, for suggesting I wear my Cameron Dicker Navy custom t-shirt to my exam instead of the soft and weak top 10 QB, only 9-win game season, Justin Herbert powder blue shirt I was initially going to wear. That being said, glory is only good if it's shared. So each of you tell me your most proudest accomplishment and let's enjoy it together. Psalm 73:26 to the fullest, baby. K, love you, bye.
Congrats.
Congrats, dude.
Ramsey.
I know you were working hard on that. I'm glad you passed it, man.
Even though you took some cheap shots at us.
That's what he does. It's what he does. It's our friend, Andrew.
It's not Andrew without him. We love him. Yeah. All of them.
I love you, dude. I'm glad you wore your Dicker the Kicker jersey, right?
Yes.
Jersey. I'm glad.
Very
happy.
Glad.
Happy.
So glad. What are some proud or proudest accomplishments?
I don't mind this.
You don't mind this?
No, I know what mine is.
Oh, yeah. Go for it.
Go.
My proudest moment was when I finally duped my wife into marrying me.
I remember that.
It was the biggest trick I've ever played.
The
biggest con of all time that I actually talked her into marrying me, and she did, and she still likes me. It's like the greatest thing I've ever done.
Somehow. Some reason.
Some way. And then close second is all the kids I have.
Of course.
All the kids.
Yeah. They're all.
I can't pick out one of the four. They're all equally my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was honestly so scared what you were about to just say. I was like, if he doesn't say marrying his wife for one of his kids, I'm going to
Yeah, I got to bow out of this one.
I'm proud of you. Good job.
Yeah, that's the truth.
I'd have to echo that sentiment. Yeah. Marry my wife and then the birth of my four sons.
Your line is.
Yeah. No.
Yeah. I'm like in the, I'm in the chat. Like, dude, don't screw this up.
No, I got lucky. It was a good year. It
good
was
answer. Good,
lucky. Yeah. Good year. I tricked her.
We got engaged the same year, I think, didn't we?
Yeah. You got married really young. I was 25. You were 20. Right. 19.
Yeah. So I got engaged at 19. So right. We got engaged the same year, I think.
Yeah, we got same year, yeah.
You guys are crazy.
Yeah, good year.
Wild. Good year. Good
full.
Year. So is the same thing for you there, Kyle? Wife and kids? Is that the...
We can't not say that now. The competition's too strong in him.
No copycats.
The competition's too strong in him. You couldn't say that. Wife and kids.
I mean, that's just the honest, sincere answer is my getting married to my wife and all four of my sons, for sure. That's my whole life right now. So, yeah, they're the best.
Fantastic. Well, this...
What about you?
All childless, your wife and all your wifeless kids? Co-host. Proudest moment. Jeez. So stupid. This is so... I should have gone first. Having to come after, my wife and my kids.
We can record it now and then you just drop it in the front.
No, that's not happening. It's okay. Not even, it's not as funny. Jesus. I'm never proud. That's the thing. It's like, it's such a weird emotion for me to be like, I'm proud of this. Yeah. Like, I'm just like, I'm just happy. I'm just happy to be here.
You're always happy.
Yeah. I guess maybe like proudest moment would be like, probably like has something to do with this show. Like whenever we got like somebody making logos for us or somebody or like all the people that want to join like fantasy, but all the people that want to join Patreon.
Yeah.
That's just like, I don't know if it's necessarily proud, but it's just like a holy cow. Look at what we've done. Like this community that we've created.
That's being proud of something.
Is that what it is?
That's what it is.
Yeah. You guys create kids. I'm here creating communities.
Yeah, yes, exactly.
Created a little creator here at the Charger Chat for sure.
It's a fact.
So I guess that, yeah, there you go. It's to create a shamelessly positive community of listeners like you folks. You're my proudest moment.
My pride and joy.
Sweet baby
my special boy.
I promised myself I wouldn't cry.
And then third is Andrew passing his test. Congrats, Andrew.
Yeah, I'm so proud of you. That's my proudest moment is you passing the test.
Proud of you, bud. Good work, man.
Thank you, buddy, for asking the question. Let's move it on now to Big Red Bolts fan who asked the question.
Make it rhyme.
In honor of my guy, Mr. Big Red Bolts fan, getting cast in a production of Jersey Boys, where he will be playing Jip DiCarlo, the role that myself portrayed on the big screen. I'll be reading one of my favorite poems on his behalf this week. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are. Up above the world so high, like a diamond in the sky. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are. Can't let me by and f*** the Raiders in the face. Soldering iron.
Oh, Christopher Walken is so good.
It's so good, dude.
It's getting better.
It's so good.
That's what the best thing about it is.
You
like,
should be proud of that.
All right. Proud moment number 532. My Christopher Walken impression.
Oh, that's funny shit.
Well, congrats on being cast in the production, buddy.
I'm proud of all of our ass bull fam. You guys are killing it. I'm proud of you guys. It's amazing.
Congrats
man.
On being cast in the Jersey Boys. That's got to be a lot of fun. And let people know where you're playing. I don't know where you're playing. I want to.
Yeah.
If we all want to go see Big Red Bolts fan, we got to know where's it at.
Yeah,
buddy. Don't hide it. And don't gatekeep it.
Please respond in rhyme. You have to tell us in a rhyme.
You have to give us the address and directions.
Rhyme.
Take a left at the 504.
Please.
Please don't open your car door.
All right. Take it from there, Big Red Bulls fan. Congrats, buddy.
Congrats, dude.
Let's move it on now to the K-Man. Who asked the question?
This question is for the three of you. So which two players are already hard, just contemplating training camp and sure to be battles? You only get two, so make them goodies. Thanks for taking my question, and I love you all. Bye.
K-Man coming in with the hard hitting.
Hard question. All right. Two players contemplating training camp, sure to be battles. They can't wait. They're chomping at the bit. Do we have any answers? Because I think I know like an easy one.
Okay.
I think the easy one is Joey Bosa and Joe Walt.
Yeah.
Joe versus Joe.
Yeah. Could see that.
I think that's the easy answer, but I'm open to other ideas.
I think any of the three techniques and Trey Pipkins. Any of the nose guard / three techniques and Trey Pipkins.
That'd be good.
Just because they're going to pretty much decide if he's going to be a guard on our team in about a week and a half. So I think that's a very interesting one to see.
Yeah.
And if you're at training camp, definitely watch that. Because I hope he succeeds. Like last week, Kyle made a good point. You want him to be really good. I'm trying to ease off on my Trey Pipkins negativity. So I want him to be successful, and we'll find out pretty quick based on what he does versus our, you know, nose tackles and three techniques, what's going to happen.
Very good. Like that.
No, that's good. I think after training camp and all the people that have talked about how good Tar Heap still has looked, I'm excited to see a little Tar Heap still Ladd McConkey in the slot battle. Both rookies, so it's fun. They're both going to be going all out. There's no Joey Bosa, I need to work on these little moves, or like I just need to refine this stuff. It's like those guys are both going out there trying to prove themselves.
Yeah,
I think that, and I think Ladd will play a lot in the slot. So I think that Tar Heap still Ladd McConkey battle will be really, really fun to watch.
There you go. There's a couple names for you, K-Man. Thank you for asking the question, buddy. Let's move it on now to Daryl21, who asked the question.
Hey, guys. Oh, the tank is cleared from last week, and we're now on the verge of training camp. Hoo-ha. I've been thinking about one particular group that I'm curious to know your thoughts on. Our tight ends, with the addition of Hurst and Disley, where do we stand on Parham and Smart? I'm thinking he may end up being cutting them by September. Neither one of them seems to be a Harbaugh type of player. I'm also thinking Zach Hines and Luke Benson have a shot at making the 53-man roster. That's five beasts. By Tuesday's episode, the rookies will have arrived, and we're here, ready to start the new season. Who flippin' ha? See you Tuesday, guys. FTR, FTB, and FTC. K-love you, bye.
That is so real, because right now it is Tuesday for us here, and today's the day they're reporting.
My God.
I didn't really think about it.
Like here it is.
But it's officially.
It's now.
It's officially begun.
It has happened.
Yeah. Holy shit.
All right. Tight end room is an interesting topic, because we haven't really talked about the tight end room a lot, because we know that Disley and Hurst are mainly going to be the guys, but Parham and Smart are still there. They've had moments. I don't think they're only going to hold on to two.
No,
it's tight ends.
Zach Hines and Luke Benson. Those are closer to what everyone thinks the tight ends are going to be.
Right.
I just think Parham's such a unique player.
Mm-hmm.
He's kind of a hybrid tight end wide receiver. So maybe look at him more a little bit like that. But a guy he's like 6'8 or 6'9. He's a huge human being.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he has generally pretty good hands. They did a recent highlight where they showed Justin like throwing a 300 mile per hour fastball like 10 yards away from him, and he snagged it out of the air. So I think he has a much higher chance than Stone Smart. Stone Smart didn't really perform well last year. He was okay when he got in, and blocking's not his forte really. So
right.
I think that, and then you can look at some of these other guys like Zach Hines and Luke Benson. It's going to be an interesting room to see what direction they're going with the tight end group.
Totally.
I think Parham just gives you so much difference. You know, like he gives you that, like almost like that wild card, that Charlie from
Wild Card. Wild Card. Jump out of the back.
Yeah, he really does. Like he gives you that wild card because he's just very different than those other two guys. Those obviously Hurst is a little bit more of a receiver type, but they're both big. Big blocking type of tight ends. Parham is a red zone, a bona fide red zone threat. You get down there in the red zone, you need a guy to make a play. He's just so big that he can get over safeties. If you try to put a safety on him, he's more athletic than linebackers. he's not going to block anyone at the caliber that the other two will. But when you get down in that red zone, I think he'll just be a red zone specialist. And that's okay if that's what you need him to be.
Totally.
I think he just becomes a little bit more of a specific type of player than what they tried to. Our offense last year, he fit all the way down the field. I don't think he'll fit in our offense all the way down the field, but I think he will. He can still be a big time threat in the red zone. So I think Donald Parham makes the team, but I don't think Stone Smart's making the 53 man. I don't think there's a way.
Well, if you look at it, Donald Parham and Stone Smart were both at the Oregon softball thing. So maybe they're getting in some extra reps. They're doing some
or
extra
maybe
stuff.
They know they need to get
butter
in
that biscuit.
On Justin's good side.
Yeah.
They like, know old things aren't looking good.
The panic setting in. Oh, you just drop whatever you're doing.
Oh, yeah. I could totally go to the softball game.
Don't worry about it.
My daughter's recital. It's not a big deal. Crying,
Oh, I was supposed to get married this weekend. That's okay.
It's fine. I can get married some other time. It's not a big deal.
It's not a refundable deposit, but it doesn't matter.
It's not going to be a proud moment or anything.
For you, softball game, I'm there.
I'll clear my schedule. All right. Well, there you go. Daryl 21, thank you for asking the question. Let's move it on now to fuck everybody.
Son of my friend.
Who asked the question?
Do you think ASJ, a 1CB, a closer to CB3?
I think he's closer to a CB1 than a CB3.
Totally. Yeah, I put him as a CB1.5.
1.5.
You obviously don't necessarily want him on a 6'5". Like if we play the Jets, you don't want him on Mike Williams. You know, like it's just the size differential. But I think that if you have another decently taller corner, then that's perfect. Like he can be that perfect yin and yang to that other little bit bigger, taller corner, which most corners in the NFL are. Mm-hmm. So he's not going to be the one guy that you have follow somebody around the field, like a CB1 you would think of. But like I don't think he's a CB3. He's not a depth piece. I don't think that's what Zonta is right now.
Not at all. So there you go. Fuck everybody. Thank you for asking the question.
Welcome to the show.
So aggressive. Let's move on now to Kirk Massey, who asked the question.
How's it going, Coach Kyle, Kev Huggins, Duggan, and Woldog? Appreciate you all doing the Charger Chat podcast with limited news. Woldog. In the last episode, I noticed you're looking pretty slim. Keep up the great work. I have got a question. Would you rather have LaDainian Tomlinson and Lorenzo Neal in their prime added to the offense this year, or would you rather have Junior Seau and Jamal Williams in their prime added to the defense this year? Bolt up, fellas. Football is coming, and who has it better than us? As Bruce Willis says, yippee-ki-yay.
This is genuinely a really hard one. This is a good question.
Genuinely.
Like, I'm not, no fooling.
I can't make jokes on this one. This is like a really good question. In their prime.
In their prime.
I might have broke my brain. I think I'm past, like, I'm like sleepy and hurt my head.
This is kind of tough.
Because I want to see Junior Seau on the field again. I want to see LT too, but Jamal Williams and Junior Seau.
Yeah, those guys are, and I feel like those are both positions on our team right now that are very like iffy. You know, like the linebacker position, we have a lot of excitement about Junior Colson, but it feels like there's a lot of unproven talent right there right now. Whereas you slide in Junior Seau, who's, in my opinion, the greatest middle linebacker of all time. And then you put Jamal Williams, who's the greatest nose guard to ever play for the Chargers.
Yeah.
I think you have to go with Junior Seau and Jamal Williams.
Yeah.
But the statistical season of LT in his prime.
I know.
Is like I know. One of the best. But
I know, putting that on a Greg Roman offense.
But it's also important to know that.
Would be wild.
Besides just the fullback and the running back, you need an offensive line that's working together.
Sure.
So you can't guarantee that our current offensive line is going to be at the level of what that offensive line was for LaDainian and Lo'Neal when they were doing their best. That's why this is a hard question.
It's not like a slam dunk. Obviously, you do this thing, but I would take Junior Seau and Jamal Williams for our current Chargers roster. I think that's the greatest like jump in quality at both.
That would be
positions.
Huge.
And we get to bring Junior back. So that's kind of a no-brainer. I'll take that all day long.
Yeah, I'm in agreement. Junior and Jamal. Yeah. Give me that.
Give me that. Sorry, LT and Lorenzo.
No, no offense, men.
That's not, talking smack to them. That's hard. You could have flipped the cord.
Coin. Yeah.
Yeah. It's, would you take this goat or would you take this goat? Which goat do you want? And it's, So.
That was grass. I was chewing grass.
That was eating. That was a goat eating.
Kirk Massey, thank you for asking.
It's been a long day.
Let's move on now to BTFU Chargers guy, baby.
I told you I was going to embarrass myself at some point there on this podcast, was. And it just
that was
landed.
A good one. Yeah.
We still got three more questions. There's still more chances. BTFU Chargers guy, baby's got a question. It goes like this. I'm back, baby. And Wolldog, what the flying bull baby? Only 8 wins. Come on, Wolldog. But I will let that slide, baby. But the question I have, baby, do you guys think Jesse Minter's defense blitz schemes are going to be the top 5 in the league this season? As always, baby, bolt the fuck up and fuck the Raiders and fuck the Chiefs, baby. I'm out, baby. Until next time. Can't love you. Bye, baby.
I don't think about it much, but when everyone says fuck the Chiefs, we are in a room with 2 Chiefs fans above us right now, and he's yelling this.
Yeah.
So this is cool.
I'm giving it my all, Captain.
Hey, but hey, they can't be mad. They can't be mad at you because you're not actually saying
it. Hey, it's not my words.
Hey, don't shoot the messenger. Hey. But we mean it.
But also,
we mean it. Just whisper it quietly. But you guys.
All right. The question at hand. Jesse Minter's defense blitz scheme is going to be top 5 in the league this season. Why? I don't see why not.
Why not?
Yeah.
Like
that's
he was,
the better question.
He was so creative last year in what they were doing with a lot of those schemes at Michigan. They were getting after the quarterback. Like it didn't matter how good that secondary was because they were getting after the quarterback. And didn't have any time.
Yeah.
I like that.
And that's just all the scheme.
The only thing I consider with the roster makeup, the way that it is and how we've built it this season with like adding Bud Dupree to already the incredible pass rushers that we have. I feel like they're stocking up on pass rushers so that we can keep guys in coverage. That's the only pushback I would see. I think that it'll be much higher than it was last year because we didn't blitz at all. But I think that it will be, I don't think it'll be top 5. I think we'll be right there in the middle to top half. If you have guys like Joey Bosa, Khalil Mack, Bud Dupree, Thule, it's like you shouldn't need to create more pressure. You should rely on those guys to get pressure with 4. And that way with a, I would say like questionable secondary, I have a lot of hope for what they'll become, but a questionable secondary, you need all the guys back that you can get to help run all those intricate schemes and disguises. And so I don't think we'll be top 5 in the blitz. My personal opinion, I think we'll be somewhere around middle of the pack.
Right. You all heard it. Kyle doesn't think we'll be top 5. Pressure's off me and you, Kev. Everybody,
it's all on
take
Kyle. Suck my butt.
I'm kidding. No.
Suck
leave him alone.
My butt. What do you think?
Let
you think
the we'll butt sucking commence. That's also an alternate t-shirt.
Commence butt suckage.
I don't know because I plead the 5th just because I don't know what Jesse Minter's defense. I didn't watch Michigan football. I'm sorry, guys. But I don't see why they, like Kevin, I don't see why they couldn't be. You know, it's just, we just haven't seen it yet with the, with Bosa and Khalil. Like, honestly, like how different last year could have been if Bosa and Khalil could have been together for the bulk of the season for, you know, more than what they were because that one game, man, when they were playing against the Raiders and they had like what, 6 sacks?
Yeah.
Between them and Thule. And it was just like, that was magical. And then inevitably somebody got hurt. So to have a season, please, Ben Herbert, where these guys can stay healthy for more than 2 games.
Yeah, they won't need
would
the
be
blitz.
Killer. That would be great.
No, I think like what you're saying goes into Kyle's point is like, you're not blitzing with those guys. They're just doing their job. I like the idea. Yeah. I like the idea of Derwin James blitzing more.
Sure.
That's what I get excited is like Derwin James blitzing. Or having one of these like Deion coming through, fast, like some of our quicker guys. I don't know. I as long as we're not giving up huge chunk yardage all the time and stopping the run a little bit better than we did last time, we're going to be so much better. And however they want to do it, I'm in.
Yeah. Well, there you go. BTFU Chargers guy, baby, thank you for asking the question. Let's move on now to B Jr., who asked the question.
Hey, Bolt fam. I'm a really big Funko Pop collector, and I have almost every Chargers Funko Pop made. I'm only missing the Junior Seau, which is really hard to find, the duplicate Phillip Rivers, and the Chargers Santa Funko. Question one, do any of you have any Chargers Funkos, or rather Funkos? Question two, if you could choose any one of the Chargers community to have a Funko made of them that already doesn't have one, who would you choose? You can pick any current player, former player, any coach throughout the franchise time, or even fan personalities like Boltman. My choice would be for them to make an Antonio Gates Funko. K, love you, boy.
For those of you that are on ChargerChat.com, you can go on to the Ask Bolt Fan. B Jr. posted a picture of all of his Funko collections. And it's pretty impressive. So definitely go check it out. And if you got Funkos, let the guy know. He's clearly searching for some hard-to-find ones, and I'm sure we can make this happen, B Jr. We'll find you those Funkos. But I don't have any Funkos. I don't think I've seen either one of you with any Funko
Pop. My son has a Willy Wonka Funko because he got really into Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. So he has a Willy Wonka Funko. I look at it and I'm like, those are dope. I could probably get into that.
Okay.
I can probably do that, yeah.
Kevin might be collecting some Chargers Funkos here pretty soon. I need to start saving
for other things, but yes, I can see another thing I'm buying soon.
But if you had to choose anyone of the Chargers community to have a Funko made of them, would you choose?
Because
in his picture, there was like a Herbert, there was a Phillip Rivers, LaDainian Tomlinson, Keenan Allen, there was a Melvin Gordon, Yeah.
I'm gonna go Patrick with the big bull helmet.
Oh, that would be a good one.
It's a fan choice.
That would be unique.
But he looks like he is a Funko.
Yes.
Just when you meet him in Thunder Alley, he has this.
He's like, so fun too.
He's so fun. He's Funko. Yeah. Fun and co. Yeah. It's a pun. I'm a dad. Yeah, that's how it works. But yeah, I'd go Patrick.
Patrick's a good one.
Yeah, that's a good one. I would say this is like a nostalgic thing because I think they should bring it back. Mm. Charger Girl Funko.
Hey. Ooh,
like.
Not in that mindset.
Embarrassment number two.
Mind out of the gutter, pal. I just think that I think that cheerleaders are just a part of football. Like, it's just, it's part of it. Like, the other day we were in the backyard playing football and my wife went out there and started doing like cheers for the boys as they were playing. And it like instantly like zoned me. And I was like, okay, it's football time. You know, like you hear like the cheers going. It's like, it's football time.
I gotta impress this lady.
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't know. I think that I love the bolt, like the drumline stuff. I think that's awesome. Sure. I just think it would be cool to have cheerleaders at the game. I think it's part of football culture.
Yeah.
So I think a Charger Girl Funko would be, it's a nod to the past.
There you go.
Sweet.
I like that. I'm trying to think. It would honestly, I think it would have to be a toss up, but I'm going to lean more towards a Matt Money Smith Funko Pop.
Ooh, I like that.
With a mic. A
headset and a mic. Yeah. Calling plays.
That'd be cool.
Arm up in the air, calling a play.
It's a great one.
Chargers touchdown.
Yeah, I love it.
There you go. B Jr., thank you for asking the question. And we go out of Ask Bolt Fam with Athir Kadir.
Athir?
Kadir.
That's the question.
Sorry, guys. Late.
Judge and champ, my boys. Love you all, baby. First, I want to start with Coach Kyle. I'm so happy to see you back. I'm excited that you please stay, LOL, so I can ask my question comfortably without being on an island. Ha! I have a great question to ask. This one is going to be hard, baby. Coach Harbaugh will bring physicality, baby, to the Chargers this season. I'm confident in saying this is our first test. We'll be week 3 at Steelers. It will be a backyard brawl, hard-hitting game, baby. My question is our team ready for this battle? Remember, the Steelers been doing this for a while. We're new to this game, baby. We start with my baby coach, Can the Chargers pass the test and get an ugly win like 17-14 if it's called to be? That is my question. Wolldog, my baby, and Kevin, love to hear you after my coach. Let's go. I cannot wait for training camp, baby.
Get it, coach.
Get it, coach.
Theory, go, you know.
Coach, you oh. can do it. Go.
I like the cheering. Coach, go.
Cheerleading for you.
Thank you.
Are you zoned in? Good. Answer the question.
Zoned in?
No, I'm distracted by your skills.
Thanks.
I didn't know you had a cheerleading career on the side.
He's been working
I'm
on
just
it.
A fan. I'm just a fan.
In his off time.
Yeah, obviously, I think they can get it done. I think this is going to be like the prove it game, and they know that. You know, like
right.
when you get to the Raiders, they don't have an identity. I mean, as much as the Raiders like to think that they have some grand.
Yeah, they have terrible like, fans. That's right.
We're the Raider. Like, they like to think that they have something. They have no identity. They are what we were the last 3 years. There's no identity to the Raiders. They don't come out in your heart. It's like penalties. That's the identity of the Raiders. Mm-hmm. And then the Panthers, obviously, they're still rebuilding around a brand new quarterback. So, yeah, week three is going to be the opportunity for Harbaugh to establish in the NFL. This is what I'm about, and I'm better than everyone else at doing it. So, mm-hmm. yeah, I think they can get a dub and a close, hard hitting, run the clock out. Don't score a lot of points. We have to, if that's going to be the identity of our team. That we have to get those kinds of wins for sure.
Yeah,
I think you have the kicker to be able to win you the game at the end of the game. I think we're going to play smart, not turn the ball over, and grind the rock down the field. So yeah, 100%.
Great answer.
Boys, stop looking at each other.
Well, I'm looking at Kevin because
I think we both want
to. Athir asked for you to go after coach. So,
me?
That's what it says. And Kevin, love to hear you after my coach.
I concur.
Okay.
Yeah.
What I'm really excited for is because we've been on the wrong side of close win games. Yeah. We've been losing these games by 3, 4, 5 points, less than a touchdown. I am so excited to see what Harbaugh and Minter and Greg Roman brings to this team in taking those close win games that we somehow can't win and being on the other side of it. And if this is going to be that kind of a game, a 17-14 type game, I want to be the one with the 17. And I know it's going to happen. I feel it in my bones. It's going to happen that we are going to be that team that becomes the team that loses by so many close margins to the team that wins by so many close margins.
Yeah. That's how you become a 12-win team.
Yeah. It's going to happen. And I'm looking forward to it. Athir, thank you, buddy, for asking the question. And thank you, everybody, for asking questions in Ask Bolt Fan. We greatly appreciate it. But that's going to do it for us here at Charger Chat. Any final thoughts, gentlemen?
Just get ready, man. Next episode, we're going to actually have some real like things to talk about because the rookies are going to be there and we're going to have a whole week of them at the facility. So it's finally coming, guys. It's finally, it's kind of landing and we're here for it.
Yeah, because when's the first preseason game? It's August something.
Second week of August, maybe.
So we're like less than a month away from seeing some preseason football?
Bet your ass.
Is that what you're saying right now?
I think so.
Are you telling that to me right now?
This is the last month. Boys, this is the last month without football. July is the last month without it. It's been a long ride.
I just feel so happy.
Football is coming.
All right, folks. That's going to do it for us here at Charger Chat. Any final thoughts, gentlemen? Did we already do that?
We already did that.
That was our final thought.
I'm sorry. The thought of this being the last month without football kind of like hit me like smelling salts, and I'm not really sure where I am right now or what time it is. I don't want to cry. But that's going to do it for us here at Charger Chat, folks. Don't forget to bolt up because we're ready for any squad, any place.
Yeah, I love you. Bye.
I love you. Bye. Okay, love you. Bye.
And now, a word from our sponsors. Tired of pants that won't stay put? Ever wish your pants could just hang out in style? Well, they can, with Tony's Suspender Outlet, where we believe in holding up more than just your pants. From office meetings to dance floors, our suspenders have got you covered. So skip the belt and step up your fashion game with us. Tony's Suspender Outlet. We've got your back and your front.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.